Among the 30 recommendations issued by the Arkansas School Safety Commission report, one calls for establishing clear means of communication to ward off danger on public school campuses. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, one Northwest Arkansas District School Safety tip line is yielding good results.
Your call is confidential. Please tell us where the incident took place or may take place and the names of anyone involved.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
In partnership with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Bentonville Public Schools a little over a year ago established a confidential tip line for students to report any perceived danger within their ranks. Superintendent Debbie Jones says the hotline has a name.
It is See Something, Say Something. And we have advertised that highly throughout all of our schools. We wanted to capture a way for students or families or the community to communicate directly with us on really anything that concerned them regarding security, regarding a student that they were distressed about. And it has had a really good response and opening up communication lines, and it's evolved.
Joan says when the tip line first launched, a few students prank called at first. Now they take it seriously.
That doesn't occur at all anymore. And what we have found now is parents have opened up. They will hear their, sometimes they will see social media of their own children. If they or their children will tell them of concerns about friends that might be having some social emotional issues, and they will communicate that on the line, and the district is able to get immediate help to those children. So it really is a successful measure, both security and emotionally for our kids.
Public school campuses daily cope with unruly students, but increasingly must monitor for undercurrents of potential school violence. Joan says tip lines can help.
I really do think so, because I know of issues where they have used the tip line to talk about students that had some mental health issues that were a danger to themselves more than anybody else. And so we can get immediate mental health services. And sometimes the parents of those students are not aware, and one I can think of until we communicated that to them. So I do believe it's been of assistance in that area. I can tell you frequently we communicate through the school level with parents to try to keep them involved and abreast of situations when we don't violate student confidentiality. We're always cautious of that. So I feel like we communicate in every way legally possible with them now. Of course, we can always work more, but I think that parents feel like they have an open line, certainly to communicate at the school level, but I feel like there are people if they don't feel comfortable at the school level, they know that we're responsive at the district level as well.
The district counts more than 16,000 students, diverse and from all socioeconomic situations. And according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, children ages 8 to 18 spend on average up to 8 hours per day in front of screens. Some are avid gamers, which often contain violent content. Some play less with others and talk less with families. That isolation, experts say, can lead students to disrupt classroom environments or worse. Conversely, with so many young people inhabiting social media, those places can be a productive place to monitor for threats, Joan says.
With social media, I will tell you that that has been the greatest challenge for all school districts, and students posting things, threats or pictures with guns or just general threats. And that's really a great challenge for school districts. It has made parents aware that they need to communicate those issues should they see social media posts like that immediately, so that we can better educate kids about proper use of social media and have real communication so they understand there are severe consequences for that. And we hate, it's really sad to be in a position where you're in an expulsion hearing for a student who otherwise has been successful in every way, and they posted a threat to someone on social media, even jokingly, and they're facing maybe criminal charges or expulsion.
Officer Steve Vera is Director of Security and Safety at Bentonville Public Schools.
Well, I mean, I was 33 years in law enforcement, and I was also 16 years as a school resource officer at Bentonville High School. And security in our schools is a very passionate subject for me. And when I started my role as director of security, we began the See Something, Say Something campaign. And with that, we added the confidential tip line, because it's so important in opening up communications with our staff. And it's important that our staff get the word out to our students, because we all play a role in keeping our schools safe. And it's important from day one for our faculty, for our staff, to talk to all of our students about understanding the importance of listening and paying attention to statements from students, especially the statements that indicate, you know, distress, fear, suicide, revenge, hostility, and for them to know how to report it, when to report it, and who to report it to.
Officer Vera says he monitors the tip line day and night.
I administer that tip line 24/7. I can be at home on a weekend or late at night, and I'll get a voicemail message that tells me a tip line came in, and I'll listen to it and follow up on it immediately by contacting either our administration or that school resource officer, or even the police department for whatever the matter is. But we will definitely follow up on it immediately. And so it's really been important. We've had not only our kids, our students from the schools, but we've also had parents who call in information because they know about the tip line, and information that they get from their children is of concern. And so they call the tip line and give the information to us, and it's helped in many cases.
Bentonville Schools, in collaboration with Bentonville and Centerton Police, also stage random campus patrols, some with canine officers, to promote student safety. A discreet armed presence is just one of 30 recommendations bound in a report delivered in early December to Governor Asa Hutchinson by the Arkansas School Safety Commission. Dr. Cheryl May is director of the University of Arkansas Systems Criminal Justice Institute, headquartered in Little Rock. She chaired the Arkansas School Safety Commission and directs the Arkansas Center for School Safety. May says ways to communicate potential danger on public school campuses are myriad.
There can be anonymous texts that they can send. There can be phone systems within the individual district. There can be online type programs that they can use if a student thinks something is unusual or knows something's going to happen. They can report it, and there are even some places that even have anonymous suggestion boxes where they can just put something on a piece of paper and put it in there. I think the important thing is that there are mechanisms for students to be able to reach out in a wide variety of circumstances.
May says public school culture has changed in recent decades with the rise of school violence, so strict oversight is needed now from students, parents, teachers, staff, and administration.
We never thought about a kid or somebody else coming into a school and shooting students or staff. It was unheard of. But the unfortunate reality is that that does indeed happen today. And unfortunately, it happens a lot more than what any of us can actually comprehend.
The Arkansas Center for School Safety provides education, training resources, and technical assistance to Arkansas educators and law enforcement professionals to provide children with a safe school environment in Arkansas. Visit arsafeschools.com to learn more. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.